Ufa is named Paul Gorgie.
Yeah.
Okay, she's got a thing for you, dude.
Yeah. She's so work obsessed. There's a guy out there. There's the right guy out there for her. I mean, really. And I think that the dress is...
I think his name was the Unabomber.
Paul, put your power to good use and get her into that salmon dress.
Absolutely.
I'm going to convince her to put on a salmon dress.
Very good. All right, thank you, Paul Gorgie.
Right, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
There he is, Paul Gorgie. Paul Gorgie. We got a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
I have not been notified yet about this investigation. Mr. Speaker, and he just left this floor, and I asked him to stay. He has handled this situation as a disgrace.
What?
As a disgrace.
The Don and Mike Show. The masters of the triple entendre, Don and Mike.
Right, 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 right. DonandMikeWebsite.com, that's the official site of our show.
Ho, ho, it's magic.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello,
hello, you're
Hi.
Here. Hi.
Hi, this is Joanne. I want to just tell Beth Ann she needs to really take all this in with this dress. I was in the Army for 24 years wearing BDUs. When I got out, I got a job where I could dress up every day, and you just don't even know how much it does for your self-esteem. You can get all these little potty shoes
to
wear.
You're getting applause, ma'am. You're getting applause.
Thank you.
It's great for your self-esteem. I got these guys that were younger than me, way younger. I'm an old married lady. They used to come in and say, oh, wow, you're looking great.
Yep.
And it really makes you feel good.
Sure they did.
And if a man is buying her a dress, girlfriend, you better just wear it.
Yeah, more applause.
Again.
More applause.
Good job, Joanne.
There you go.
Thank you, Joanne.
Spoken the truth there.
Good day to you, ma'am.
You guys are great. Bye.
Thank you for the call.
Yeah, all right, bye-bye.
Thank you. See you later. Hello there. Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, we tried.
Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yes, hi.
Listen, why don't you guys have a coming out party for Beth Ann?
Well, now
see, there's someone who's trying to embarrass her.
Listen, she's not like Ellen. I don't think, because, you know, like, Ellen DeGeneres,
I don't think that's what he meant.
Doesn't wear pants.
He meant like a debutante.
Yeah. She's a debutante.
I thought he meant right. That she didn't want to wear a dress because she liked, you know, feasting on the East.
No.
Okay.
No, it's a coming out party where we'd have just a, you know, an afternoon where we all throw some sport coats on and little flowers in our lapels.
White
and we put some straw hats on. And
yeah, no.
We gather around a linen tablecloth.
Some mint juleps?
You know, yes.
Yeah, okay. Right.
The ladies all have parasols.
Is she trying on the other dress?
Let's find out.
Beth Ann, where are you at?
This is exciting.
Come on back in here, Beth Ann. She should have the salmon dress on now.
I would think so. Hopefully.
Although I did see it hanging on the door halfway through the break. And where is she? Now, hold on. What?
It's too small.
What do you mean it's too small?
All right. Well, that's unfortunate.
That is.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But nothing you can say to that. I'm sorry about that. I'm sorry.
Can we see?
Okay.
Can we see how small?
It's small.
I'm very sorry that it's too small.
It's not your fault.
Are you sure it's too small?
Oh, yeah.
Or are you lying?
No.
Now, why do you have a top on over the top of your dress?
It's cold back there.
Yeah, that's a good look
that's
for you.
That's not a bad look.
It's like you got a black sweater on.
You know what? You got the black sweatshirt or sweater with the with the yellow dress. I think that's not bad at all.
Uh-huh. And, you know, just so I wanted to fulfill my end of it.
Yeah.
Dresses were more expensive than I thought.
Right. Your end.
And I almost got a skirt and a top, and that was cheating because you said
no, it's fine. You wanted to do that, that would be fine.
But I didn't. Yeah. I wish I had.
That would be fine.
I wanted to look like a flight attendant.
Well, did you blow the whole 160 on that? On the yellow?
Hello. It was...
Why are you looking at him like that?
How much was the...
Are you keeping the money?
Here's the thing. She's so goddamn honest. She said to me today, she called me and said, I bought a dress last night. She said, there's some change left over. I said, keep it. She said, no, I give it back to Mike. And she said, no. And then she said, then I figured out a way out of it because I paid for all the crap. She paid for the crap on the show last week, all the food stuff.
Oh, wow.
She went out and got it. And
I'll give you back your money.
And I said to her,
no.
As always, that I
That's
would...
That's not what I'm talking about. I was curious whether you had any money left over for the...
No, here's why she looked at me. She does have money left over. She went out last week and bought, like, the cow urine... Not the...
coon urine.
The coon urine and all that stuff. Okay. So she spent, like, $100 on it. I said to her, bring me the receipt, and I'll reimburse you.
Right.
Right.
So as it turns out, the amount that she needs to be reimbursed is about the same as the amount that she has left over from buying the dress.
Then don't worry about
it. So I said to her while she was looking at me, I just said, and I said this behind your back, I said, hey, this would be...
Not really, though. I mean, you know,
no, but I did say behind your back. I said, hey, this would be one time Mike will pay for something. I said, Mike will just...
Well, now.
I said, Mike will just take the money from the dress and apply it to the foodstuffs that we bought.
Right, okay, that's no problem at all.
So that's... Is that why you were looking at me?
Yeah, because it's not, you know, I just do what I'm told.
Maybe you can exchange.
Except for the salmon dress.
Yeah, Buzz, you're right. She can exchange. Take the other one and get whatever you want with that. Exchange it for another one. I got the receipt.
Another nice dress.
All right?
Well, then I owe you money now.
No,
you don't.
No.
Can I get, like, a little stewardess-looking outfit or something?
You can get whatever you want.
Okay. Yeah, baby. Go crazy.
I'll chip in,
and
too.
And it doesn't have to be a dress.
I like that. I think it's a good cause.
It's all about self-esteem, you know.
Could it be lingerie?
Is hot pants one or two?
I have lingerie.
There you go.
We see your underpants.
Get whatever you want. Get get something.
Wow, you did good.
Yeah.
How much did he spend?
$70. That's good.
That's a good bunch.
Dresses are expensive.
It's a beautiful dress.
That's nice.
And if I'd had more time, because I was lazy and I was lying around all day, I could say, you know, I was doing 17 other things. No, I just was super lazy watching TV on a rainy day and didn't get out of the house until late. If I'd had more time, you know,
you'll be surprised.
Here's a question. Did your daughter, Jennifer,
she went with me.
Did she see you in the dress?
Yeah.
Has she ever seen you in a dress?
Yeah.
She's 19.
Yeah.
When's the last time she saw you in a dress?
At a bridal show.
How long ago?
2 years ago.
Two years ago.
Oh, boy. Well, you got something.
I've been sick
coming up there.
Well, but get something fun.
I will.
Yeah. And something, you know, feminine.
Get a tickler.
They don't sell those at Heck.
Get a nice bustier. You know,
I actually, that's what I was going to do. I needed, you know, my...
Yeah, but get whatever you need.
Okay.
I want to tell you something. They're good, but I need to bring them up.
Okay, we're going to go into a whole new area of the show if you're going to be touching yourself while you're in here.
Okay.
I mean, I'm okay with that.
Have fun.
But
okay. Thanks, Mike.
I mean, I didn't pick out anything to embarrass you or to do anything. I really got in there and I said, you know, I'm going to get her something that I think she might dig, and that's why I bought it.
But when your hands were there and you said they're fine, they just need...
Because of the way this... I wanted something to.
And I'm going to start dressing
up. When you say the way,
like an elevator.
Hold on. When you say the way it is, are you talking about your boobs?
The way that the dress is cut.
What's wrong with the way the dress is cut? Is
just the neckline.
She was hoping for something more flattering in that way, right?
Okay.
No, I think it would have looked better.
More uplifting. Did I hear you say?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it just would have looked better.
Uh-huh. All right. Although it looks great, honestly. And I'm going to start dressing up myself. I have an announcement to make. I am down 10 pounds.
Hey,
10 pounds. I only lost a pound last week.
Don,
I think either on the air or off the air, you had said to me, I don't know whether it was on the air or not, so now this will be easy. You can still lose the weight when you're out there, partying.
Yeah.
And I think I overdid it in that department last week, and I think that's why I only lost 1 pound. And so, now it's modify that a little bit and back off of that and see if I can continue knocking off about 2 pounds a week.
I do this not to bust your balls, but only... So what is your current weight?
Current weight is I was 296. It was as fat as I've ever been in my life. I'm down to 286 right now. 296.5 down to 286.5.
There you go.
I mean, 10 pounds.
Start.
I take another 10 pounds off, and I'll be back to like where I was the last time I started to lose weight.
So good for you, Mike.
I have a long, long way to go, and you have to look at it that way. You really
good
do.
Good start, though.
It's good you're talking about it, too. That's why I mentioned it. You keep talking about it every week. That's good motivation for
you. It is. It's the only way to really... It worked one other time. We've been together for 20 years, but it worked another time when I was doing another program, and that is a motivator to know that you got to come in here, and if I happen not to mention it one week, you know, you still ask me. I'm giving you full free reign to do that because, who knows? I mean, in any diet program, there are going to be the weeks where you don't lose anything.
Do you think that Beth Ann... And congratulations on that, but I'm still fixated.
10 pounds is a good number.
It's significant.
It's the start. It's the beginning.
I just want to point out that while we were talking to her, that she did that thing where she went like this on her boobs.
Put her hands on her
chest. She said, these are real nice, but they just need to be
here.
Yes, she wants to lift him up. Right.
Right.
That's
so,
not uncommon.
So it, I think, is that a bra issue? That it, would not
it,
be
it,
a...
It can be. It could be the thing we were talking about yesterday.
It could be a bra. It could be a bustier.
You might need a fitting.
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ooh.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don, Mike. Sorry.
We've never used Beth Ann as our sex kitten. Yeah. She's always just been the very nose to the grindstone.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, schoolmarm type.
I like this. I could see myself doing this again.
Hello.
Going shopping for BA.
You're on the air.
Don, Mike.
Yes.
Buzz.
Hi.
Quick question.
Yeah.
Just heard Beth Ann yell out to Rob comment about lingerie that she has lingerie.
Yes.
Based on her previous information she's disclosed about her personal life, why?
Oh, now that's not nice.
Well, no, wait, because she doesn't have sex? That doesn't mean she doesn't need underpants.
It doesn't mean she doesn't like to feel sexy.
Yes, of course. Now she's coming back.
Here she is.
No, women don't wear lingerie just for you guys.
Now you've got your Tina Fey glasses on, which really help.
Yeah.
That really helps
thing.
Your look.
The whole thing looks. Right. Really actually, it does work.
You know what? You lingerie for other reasons.
Only one thing. You could use a little accessory, like a little necklace or something like that.
You know, can I tell you something?
Yeah.
I'm thinking about sleeping with you.
She runs to the studio. It had to happen.
I was
printed out of here.
I was just the first guy to say it. Everybody was thinking.
I bet we were.
Yeah. I mean, you work with a woman for a year, you never see her in a dress, and then she puts on the Tina Fey glasses with the dress.
Yeah, I tell you.
Watch out.
That's all it took.
Hope you're listening, Frida. Watch out. I finally have met that other woman.
Sure.
She was here the whole time.
The black and yellow, like a little bumblebee.
And my wife, listen, let me tell you just something about this. Ed Buzz, you are going to be particularly interested in this.
All right, I'm here.
That with my wife... She has her areas. She's
amen.
Speaking of, she sure does.
Right.
And I'd like to get a passport to go back to those areas because for whatever
you can't get
reason,
a visa.
Yeah, I'm like persona non grata.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like Roman Polanski trying to get back into the U.S. Trying to.
They
get
won't
back.
Let you in.
No, they know.
They're stopping you at the border.
No, checking my ID and everything.
Those borders have been secured.
So she has areas.
Here's what's important to my wife: the area of the house. She has a room that used to be a guest room, which has now been turned into, for lack of a better title, her shoe room.
Right.
Lots of broads have this now. She has just a wall where there are shelves and just all of the goddamn shoes, all of them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fine with me. I'm all for this. Because, you know, basically we have separate bathrooms now. And after you've been married for a long time, that's the greatest.